们一同祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上你又把我们召聚到你面前来。
Tonight, you called us before you again.
每次到你面前的时候，我们里面都是感觉你是何等的恩待我们。
Every time we come before you, we feel how gracious you have been to us.
你没有把任何难当的难处放在我们身上。
You haven't given us anything that's too hard for us to bear.
一切要背起来的事情，你都先替我们背过来。
Everything that needs to be carried, you have first already carried it for us.
在救恩里面，你是这样的为我们预备好。
In the salvation you have prepared for us in this way.
在我们日常的生活里面，你仍然是这样用眼目来眷顾着我们。
In our daily lives also that you use your eyes to take care of us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
说到你面前来的时候，我们不求别的事情。
So as we come before you, we do not ask for anything else.
我们只求一件事，就是你把你的旨意做成在我们的身上。
There's just one thing we ask for, that is to accomplish your will upon us.
你当年如何领着约伯走过许多的路程。
In those years, how you have led Job to walk across a path, walk this path.
如今你也是照样的领着我们走相同的路。
Today you are leading us on the same way.
因为你要在我们身上把我们带到一个地步，要叫我们成为完全人。
Because you are guiding us to the point that we will be that perfect man.
你救我们脱离宗教的情绪。
Save us from that religious emotion.
你救我们脱离一些宗教的认识。
You save us from that religious understanding.
你要把我们带到一个地步，是与你完全的合一。
You will guide us to the point that we are completely one with you.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow and worship you.
晚上我们再次仰望你的时候。
Tonight, as we look upon you again.
求你解开你心里头的意念，让我们众人一同来接到。
May you reveal what's in your heart to us.
接到我们的心思最深处。
That it can go into the depths of our mind.
接到我们的意念最明亮的地方。
And goes into the depth of where it's brightest in our thoughts and our minds.
好叫我们在这末了的日子跟随你的时候，我们认定只有一件事情，就是你的旨意。
So in these last days that we are following you, we only hold on to one thing, that is you yourself.
谢谢主，我们将仰望在你面前。
We thank you, Lord. We look upon you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请弟兄姊妹把约伯记翻到最末后的那一章。
Well, brothers and sisters, turn with me to the last chapter of the book of Job.
我们就是42章。
That is chapter 42.
我们从第一节开始先念几节。
We'll first start reading from verse 1 for a few verses.
第一节开始。
Starting from verse 1.
约伯回答耶和华说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Verse 1, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Verse 4, listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
Verse 7, and so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望办你们。你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
Verse 8, Now therefore, take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams, go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
于是提曼人以利法、苏亚人比勒达、拿马人索法，照着耶和华所吩咐的去行，耶和华就悦纳约伯。
Verse 9, So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did as the Lord commanded them, for the Lord had accepted Job.
我们就读到这里。
We'll conclude our scripture reading for now.
我们读约伯记读到现在到末了了。
We have been studying the book of Job and we are coming to the end of it.
在末了我们第42章我们要用多一点时间来看一看。
So we're going to spend a little bit more time on this last chapter, chapter 42.
因为起码对我个人来说
For me personally,
对约伯记我起初是没有办法读得清楚的。
This book, at the beginning, I had no way of really understanding it.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然拖拖拉拉的几十年过去，
Even though a couple of decades passed and dragged on for a while,
感谢主,
I thank the Lord.
去年下半年, 主就给我打开了。
At the bottom half of last year, the Lord has opened it up for me.
打开了以后就看到, 哎呦, 约伯记原来那么厉害的。
And so after the Lord opened it up for me, I have now seen, wow, this is indeed a great book.
所以就从我从前怀疑约伯记为什么能摆在圣经里？
So from the past where I had doubts and puzzled why the book of Job is placed in the Bible.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在完全明白了。
Now I understand completely.
那尤其是来到42章的时候。
Especially when we come to chapter 42.
神就把他整个的事情在那里好像向我们摊开了。
It seems that God has opened up the whole matter before us.
我们上次就特别提到
Last time we specially mentioned
约伯说了许多的话
Job has talked a lot
那他几个朋友也向他说了许多的话
And his few friends also have spoken many words to him
但是彼此都不能说服对方
But they could not convince each other
当然约伯更是没有办法接受他的朋友们所提到的那些道理。
Of course, Job was not able to accept what the doctrines that his friends were trying to convince him with.
所以他说了很多很多很多的话。
So he said many, many, many words.
一直就在那里说明。
He kept talking.
他在神面前是活得对的。
And he tried to explain that he was living rightly before God.
他没有什么在神面前过不去的事。
That there's nothing that he cannot let it pass before God.
那当然他这样说起来的时候有根据的
Of course there is a basis to what he's saying
因为我们一再提过
Because we have mentioned time and again
连神也印证他是敬畏神又比 众人都正直的人。
And God has verified himself that Job was an upright man. He's more righteous than others.
并且神也承认他是他的仆人。
And God also admit that he is his servant.
那当然在约伯这一方面是有一些事情神会纪念的。
Of course, there is something about Job that God would remember.
但是并不等于说约伯整个的人在那一个时候对神的认识和领会是神能说阿们的。
But it doesn't mean, it doesn't represent that Job's understanding or knowledge of God is something that God would completely approve.
因为我想弟兄姊妹应该还记得。
I think brothers and sisters may remember.
约伯说了许许多多的话。
Job has said many, many words.
正好是表明了一个事实。
And it would tell of one thing.
他所以敢那么大胆的在那里说他在神的面前没有任何过不去的事情。
The reason he could boldly claim that there's nothing wrong that he has done before God.
不是因为他觉得自己行为正直敬畏神。
It's not because he felt that he was upright himself and that he had a fear for God.
这个只是他的实际的那个生活的光景。
That was only his actual condition before God.
他的难处在哪里呢？
Where did his difficulty lie?
他的难处是在他以为神悦纳人乃是根据人活得在神面前对。
His problem was he thought God liked, God was pleased with men's behavior, how rightly they lived before God.
那活得这么对。
And since he lived in such a right way,
神凭什么不悦纳我？
What basis is there for God not to like him?
神只能悦纳我。
God could only be pleased with him.
这是他心里的那个意念。
That's what he was thinking in his heart.
那因此上一次我们特别提到一件事。
So therefore last time we specially mentioned one thing.
他是话说到最末后的时候。
Towards the end of his speech.
他就流出了这样的一个感觉来了。
He expressed such a feeling.
他说。
He said.
我不愿学亚当。
I do not want to be like Adam.
我就是要在神面前做个正直人。
I will be that upright man before God.
所以虽然我遇到这许多的事情，我还不敢向神说什么话。
So even though I encounter so many things, and I would not moan complain against it.
他也的确是没有向神说什么话。
And truly, he did not complain about it with God.
但是他心里却有一个疑惑。
And yet, there's a doubt, a puzzle in his heart.
为什么我活得这样对的人？神给我遇到这样的事情。
Why is it that I'm living such a righteous, upright life that I would still encounter things like this?
那上次我们特别的提到了这一点。
And so last time we specially mentioned that.
我们也特别提到，他既然提出亚当，他也不学亚当的话，他就当然多多少少知道伊甸园的事实。
We also mentioned that since he brought up Adam, that means that he more or less had some knowledge of what happened in the Garden of Eden.
虽然是如此。
Even so?
我们看到神跟他说了很多的话的时候。
And we saw how God has spoken many words to him.
他服下来了。
He submitted.
他知道了。
He knew.
我错了。
I'm wrong.
当神把他要我知道的事情一摆开来的时候
When God placed this fact that he said he know when God placed it out
我才真实的知道神是谁
And then I truly know who God is
以前我以为我知道神是谁
In the past I thought I knew who God is was
哪里晓得我所知道神是谁的那些知道 都是零零碎碎、点点滴滴、边边皮皮的东西。
I did not know that my previous knowledge of God was just a very little in the piecemeal fashion, a little bit of knowledge of God.
我实在是不认识神。
I truly did not know God.
我也不认识自己。
I did not know myself.
所以我以为我凭着我所做的，我就可以在神面前蒙纪念了。
So I thought I could be pleasing to God by what I have done.
那么我们从约伯的心思的里头。
So from Job's thought.
他实实在在是有一点点的知道神的所事。
Truly, he knew a little bit of who God is.
但是完全对神的所作是无知。
But he is quite ignorant of what God's complete work.
那因此他所想的就没办法跟得上神所做的。
So in his mind, what he thought cannot follow what God was doing.
那如果我们在约伯的里面的难处里头再要留意一下的话，
If we probe a little deeper into what Job's inner thoughts were,
我们看到他还有一个很明显的难处。
We will see there's another obvious difficulty.
那是在十九章的里边他说的话。
That's expressed in chapter 19 in his speech.
也许我们再回到那十九章那里去看一看。
Maybe we could go back and look in chapter 19.
因为十九章的那里所提到那件事情，我不敢说是过去给很多人对约伯有点误会。
And this chapter 19, maybe it could be misleading for many people.
但是我确实是在那里很误会他。
And I don't know how many others were misled, but for me, myself, I misunderstood him.
我那时以为约伯实在是一个很知道神、很认识神的人。
I thought that Job was one who truly know God and understand God.
所以他才会说出那样的话。
That's why he was able to speak words like that.
但现在主给我多看到一点点的时候，我就觉得约伯当时说的话，你不能说他完全错，但是他实在是没有摸到神。
And now the Lord has shown me a little more. I feel that I couldn't claim that Job has been mistaken all about God, but he truly did not have a true picture of God.
十九章他在回答那个比勒达的话的时候呢，他就最末后他就说到这些事情。
And so in chapter 19, Job was answering to Bildad at the end.He talked about these things.
因为他们那些人一直指着说你犯罪。
And those people were criticizing him, charging him, saying that he has sinned.
约伯就说我没有犯罪。
And Job answered that I have not sinned.
甚至我见到神的时候，神也不会用这些事情来定我的罪。
He said, even if I see God, God cannot charge me with these things.
虽然现在我是遇到这种事情是那么的难受。
Even though I encounter all these harsh treatment.
但是我有把握。
But I have an assurance.
我见神的时候神是悦纳我。
When I see God, he would be pleased with me.
那我们留意他说什么话。
Now let's pay attention. What did he say?
从二十五节开始。
Starting from verse 25.
唯愿我的言语现在写上，都记录在书上，用铁笔甚刻，用铅灌在磐石上，直存到永远。我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
Verse 23, Oh, that my words were written, Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
那弟兄姊妹，当你光是看他末了这几句话来回答比勒达。
If you look at these rebuttal, these answers to Bildad's charge,
你看他何等的信任自己。
How he trusts himself.
啊，他能说出我现在所说的，我他所说就上面就一直说他所做的，都可以做一个完全的记录。
And he said, whatever he was saying, for what he told of what he has done, he said, it can be written, recorded.
这些完全的记录是可以记录到永远的。
And these can be inscribed, engraved, and kept forever.
就算我死了，我去到神的面前，神也不能说我错了。
And even though I die and I will go and see God, and God cannot say that I have done anything wrong.
就是你看到这种心思了没有
？Brothers and sisters, can you see?
当你看到这种心思的时候呢
？If you look at how he's thinking,
难怪神用着他来对付撒旦。
It's no wonder that God used him to deal with Satan.
虽然他在这一方面是活得好
，Even though he is doing very well in this aspect,
但是在心思上面，他在神的面前。就完全活得不够对。
But in his mind, in his thoughts, before God is not right enough.
那因为如果我们再往上一句话来看的时候
，If we go back up to see the words before this.
那我再念二十一节。
Verse 21.
他说：“我朋友啊，可怜我，可怜我，因为神的手攻击我。”你们为什么仿佛神逼迫我逼迫我吃我的肉还以为不足呢
Verse 21 Have pity on me, have pity on me, O you my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me as God does and are not satisfied with my flesh?
当然按实际的情形约伯当时的处境真是很困难很困难
Of course, according to what he was suffering at that time, it was a very difficult position.
他也认定是神的手攻击他。
And he held on to the fact that it was God's hand was attacking him. 这是他心里头不明白的
其中的一件事。
That's one of the things in his heart he could not understand.
我活得那样对，神为什么攻击我？
I live such an upright life. Why did God attack me?
但是他不敢得罪神，所以也不敢问神。
But he dare not sin against God. He dare not ask him.
就拼命忍住。
He's trying to tolerate this.
但是他心思里头呢,
But in his mind,
他一直觉得我对得不得了。
And he kept thinking that how right he was.
把他记录下来可以留到永远都不可能用那些事情来定我的罪。
And if you have recorded it to forever, to eternity, and you still cannot find anything wrong with me.
那我们就看到他一面是信任自己另一方面他也真的不敢得罪神
So you see on the one hand he trusted himself so much on the other hand he dare not offend against God
他也信任神
He also trusts God
但是他的信任神是根据我是好的最高的人所以神不能不悦纳我
But his trust of God is built upon his own understanding that God would not be able to charge him with any fault that God would find with him.
所以他就说出上面的几句话了。
And that's why the words that follow that he said.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
He said, for I know that my Redeemer lives.
那单独把这一句话提出来的时候。
If you're singling out this sentence.
谁敢说这句话是错了？
Who could claim that these words were wrong?
这句话一点都没有错。
There is nothing wrong with these words.
就是摆在这里呢。
And even though if you place it here,
我们只能说它不完全对，也不敢说它完全错。
We could only say that it's not completely right, but we cannot claim that it's completely wrong.
因为我们把它话整个读完，你就知道了。
Because if you finish reading these words, that you would realize.
他知道他的救赎主活着。
He knows his Redeemer lives.
那这是一面说出我们的神是永远的神。
So it tells us our God is an eternal God.
就回应他上面的话。
And to respond to his words before this.
我整个这个人到永远里边，神也不会拿我所做的来定我的罪。
And that in eternity, God still cannot charge me with any fault that I have done.
但是他这一句话出的难处在哪里呢？
So, but what's the problem with these words?
在上面。
That's the words that follow.
上面他怎么说呢？
So, what does it say?
我这皮肉灭绝以后，我必在肉体以外得见神。
It says in 26, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know that in my flesh I shall see God.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。
It says, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my...
上面都不再读下去了，就这样你就看到一件事情。
So from these words you would see one thing.
什么事情？
What is this?
他对神的救赎是完全没有摸到。
Towards the God's salvation, he has no clue.
他只知道一件事情。
He only knew of one thing.
如果我活得对，我在神的面前就有路可以走。
He said, if I am living a correct and upright life, then there is a way for me before God.
他却没有看见，人在神的面前问题不是出在你活得对或是活得不对。
What he did not see was man living before God is not because whether this man is living right or not right.
而是活在你为什么会有不对。
But it's based upon why they would live an incorrect life, not a correct life, not a right life.
既然有对与不对的那个差别，那就是说，那为什么会有这些的事情发生？
Since there is the difference of how you live this life, so you need to find out why there is such a difference.
为什么别人都不对，只有你对？
Why is that other people are not living in this right condition, but you are?
他里头的一个捆绑他自己很不解不开的地方。
This is the bondage for him that he could not solve himself.
那所以他就说到了。
So he said,
我皮肉消灭了以后啊。
After my skin is destroyed.
他一定在肉体以外得见神。
That in my flesh I shall see God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们真的知道什么叫做救赎的话。
If we know what the salvation truly is.
就如同上次我们都提到了。
It's just like what we mentioned the last time.
神要求我们做一个完全人，他的救恩是包括灵与魂与身体。
God wants us to be that perfect man, and his salvation includes our body, our soul, our spirit.
但是约伯在这里表达出来的呢？
But what Job had expressed here,
我的肉体是没有的了。
My skin, my body will be destroyed.
但是我就不知道他说到那个我是指着他的灵魂呢，还是指着他的生命呢，还是指着什么？这个我还是到现在我还是不大懂，因为你不看到灵魂体，你就看不到那一个人。
And so what Job was referring to about that in my flesh I shall see God, or outside of my flesh what I shall see God, I don't know what he's referring to.
但他现在把这个人就分成身体跟是不是灵魂还是什么样。
But he has at least divided this person, this man, to be a body part and the other part, maybe spirit and soul.
我身体虽然是没有了。
Even though my body is gone.
但是我其他的都是神能完全接受的。
But the other parts can be accepted by God.
他说的很有意思啊。
These are interesting words.
我那样子见神的时候，我就好像回到家里头一样。
And if I'm seeing God in that manner, then I'm like going home.
我不知道约伯当时以为的救赎是不是就是指着这么这么一点。
I don't know what Job's understanding was at that time of what salvation is all about.
我盼望我没有误会他。
I hope I did not misunderstand him.
如果我的误会是不存在的话。
If my misunderstanding did not exist. 确实是
约伯心思上面对神的事情认识的没有到位。
And then it's truly Job did not have a complete understanding of God.
那么我就要说一句话。
Then I would need to say these words.
在约伯的认识里头，没有碰到复活的大能。
In Job's understanding, there is no contact with God's resurrection power.
那是这样的一件事情。
And it is such a matter.
就让他就觉得我活得那么好。为什么神给我碰那么许多的难处？难道我几乎不想活，但是又不能不活
？And he says, since I live such a good life, why would I encounter such terrible treatment? And that I've come to the point that I don't even want to live, but I can't, I still have to live.
那我们看回顾了一下约伯的那个属灵的实际的光景。
So we have reviewed Job's spiritual condition.
我们就翻到翻回到幕后的地方来看，神跟约伯说过了一些话以后，怎么把约伯叫他倒下来。
So let's go back to the end, to chapter 42, after God has spoken to Job and how Job has come around.
那我们记得神跟约伯说话说到最末了的时候，就引用个河马跟鳄鱼这两个东西。
And so we remember,
与他做比较。
In God's words to him, he had used these two creatures, that is the hippos and the crocodiles, and to make comparisons.
那神就很清楚地说出一件事情。
God has clearly spoken of these things.
约伯，你认识你是谁吗？
Job, do you know who you are?
你怎么可以要站在好？他不站在与神的对立面，但是他敢站在神的面前，觉得神为什么会做那样的事在他身上？
He was not standing in the opposition of God, and yet he was standing in front of God and wanted to ask God why such things were done to him.
神也就因他曾提到我不要像亚当。
And because he mentioned that he did not like to be Adam,
那他就多多少少知道亚当的事了。
Of course, that meant that he knew something about Adam.
那神就在那里很显然的给他说了一些比较隐藏的话。
So God has spoken some words that are partially hidden to him.
我说是比较隐藏的话呢，也许是我个人的感觉，神在那个时候还没有说出来。
And it's my own feeling that it's not completely revealed, and that it's not, at that time.
待会我再告诉弟兄姊妹们神会在什么时候说。
And I will tell you all in a little while when God will reveal it.
神就提回到那些事情的时候，
when God
就好像在那里提示亚当，你既然提示约伯，你既然知道亚当的事情，那你知道亚当的事情是怎么发生落到一个什么的结果。
And so God in his speech to Job said, since you know something about Adam, so do you know why these things would happen? Why would he fall into the condition that he did?
亚当为什么会失败？
Why did Adam fail?
什么事情叫亚当失败？
What caused Adam to fail?
那你应该多多少少会知道一点。
So you should know a little bit, more or less.
但是好像约伯 不太知道。
But it seems that Job did not know.
那所以神才给他说到河马跟鳄鱼的事情。
And so therefore God mentioned the creeping, the reptile and the hippo to him.
你要凭你自己的所有所能和所做来维持你做一个好人。
And you want to be a good man by what you do and by who you are.
但是我并不是要你做好人。
And by what you can. But God said, I don't want you to be that good man.
我是要你做完全人。
I want you to be that perfect man.
亚当没有做到完全人。
Adam did not achieve to be that perfect man.
但是你既然不愿意做亚当，那我就更有条件叫你做完全人。
And since you didn't want to be Adam, I have even more reasons for you to be that perfect man.
那你既然要做完，既然要救成完成人。
And since you want to be that perfect man,
你有什么力气可以做到完全人？
How are you going to achieve that?
你凭什么可以做到完全人？
On what basis you think you can be that perfect man?
你不用说你跟亚当当时的对手来做，你比不上他。
And don't even try to compare yourself with Adam. You may not even measure up to him.
你现在就是对一个河马，你一个人对一个河马，你一个人去对那个鳄鱼，你也一点办法都没有。
And even if you're by you're yourself faced with these creatures, with a hippo or a crocodile, you cannot do it.
那你为什么不认识你自己？
Why do you not know yourself?
你不。这个认识自己，不仅是认识你自己的短缺在哪里。
You did not understand your own shortcomings.
你也要认识到你的自己在神的眼中，神要把你摆到一个什么的位置。
And you also need to recognize the position that God has placed you in.
如果你完全了解到这些事情的时候，
If you understand all these matters,
你就不会说那么许多的糊涂话了。
You would not come up with all these foolish words.
当然，好像我这样一交通出来的时候，把约伯的事情好像弄得好复杂，好复杂。
Of course, when I'm sharing about this, it seems very complicated.
但是我们看下去，弟兄姊妹，你就领会了。
But if you read on, you will understand.
那么，当神说完的话说到四十一节停下来的时候
，And when God came to chapter 41 and He stopped.
那42章。
When we come to 42,
约伯回答神。
At the beginning is Job's answer to God.
他回答神的时候呢，你注意他回答神的话的内容。
And pay attention to the substance, the content of Job's answer.
头一件事情，约伯就说：“神啊，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意也不能拦阻。”
The first thing he answered was, "I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you."
没有人可以把你的旨意来隐藏的。
No one can hide your will.
所以我说了许许多多的话，许许多多话说出来了，连我自己都不明白我所说的是根据什么。
And so even though I have spoken so many words, and even I cannot understand all these words that I have spoken.
因为一提到神，你是谁？我是谁？你我中间所发生的事情是怎么一回事？那我完全就莫名其妙了。
So once you talk about who you are and who I am and what's between you and me and all these matters, I do not understand.
所以我就做了愚昧人，就凭我的宗教知识，凭我的宗教经历来去回答问题。
And so I became a foolish man. I just by my religious knowledge and my understanding, I answered these questions.
So 我现在我服下来了。
And now I submit.
我不明白这些很多的事情。
There are things that are too wonderful for me. I do not understand.
但是我现在知道了。
But now I know.
我可以问你。
I can ask you.
你就可以回答我。
Now you can answer me.
那这样我就可以不做愚昧人了。
Now I do no longer need to be that foolish man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
很宝贝的是，约伯和神对话了以后，他带出的那个结论。
And it's very precious conclusion that Job has drawn after he had the conversation with God.
是他自己亲自的承认，我从前只是风闻有你。
That he himself confessed that he has only heard of you.
我只知道有你。
I only have heard of you.
但是你是怎样的，我不知道。
But I did not truly know who you are.
你做什么事情我不知道。
I did not know what you have done.
你为什么做那些事情我也不知道。
Why you did these things, I don't know either.
对于神我完全是无知。
That I am completely ignorant about God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
现在你亲自跟我说话。
Now you have spoken to me directly.
你把问题摆在我的面前。
You have placed these questions before me.
我现在我懂了。
Now I understand.
我不懂的我还可以问你。
And if I didn't understand, I could still ask you.
因为你不单是现在不单是叫我风闻有你。
Because now not only you allow me to just hear about you.
你是叫我亲身经历到你。
That you allow me to experience you directly.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
约伯在这里，他领会到他在神面前该占一个什么的地位。
Now Job understand what position that he is in before God.
所以他就说。
So therefore he said,
我整个人在你面前我是懊悔不尽。
He said, therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. I repent.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
神自己的话把约伯里面的一些困扰他也捆绑他的那些心思上的难处全都挪掉，并且把它带到一个开朗的地步，可以与神面对面。
God himself has opened up and removed these obstacles that's preventing Job from understanding God. And so God has placed him in an open area so that so that Job can see God himself.
好了，约伯的难处的事情我们可以在这里做一个结束。
So we can now come to a conclusion with Job's difficulties.
但是刚才我就提到，约伯心思里头最大，在他当时的情形最大的难处就是，神为什么允许这件事情发生在我身上？
So at the time, Job's greatest difficulties is in asking why God would allow these hardship and these persecutions to come to Job.
我不知道约伯会不会在这些话说完了以后就问神为什么会有这些事情发生。
I don't know whether Job would ask God after this to ask God why these things happened to him.
或者神也不等他问，神就直接告诉他。
Or that God did not ask for Job to question, but just directly tell him the answer.
但是在圣经里头都没有记录。
In the Bible, it did not record that.
文字上没有这一段的话。
There is no such conversation recorded.
我们就有一个问题了。
So we have this question.
谁知道前面所发生的事情？
Who knew about what happened before?
有哪一个人能知道这前头所发生的这第一二三章所发生的事情。
Who knew what happened in chapter 1, 2, and 3?
没有人能知道。
No one can know.
连约伯自己都不知道。
Even Job himself didn't know.
那还有谁知道？
So who else would know?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我相信在我相信这个是有道理的。
I believe there is a reason.
是神亲自告诉他。
That God himself told him.
不管约伯有没有问。
Whether Job asked this question or not.
神也亲自的告诉他。
God would have told him.
但是这是神告诉他的事情却没有做了文字的记录。
It's just that how God has told Job the matter is not recorded.
但是却留下了一个秘密在那里。
But it has left a mystery here, a secret.
那个秘密是什么呢？
What is the secret?
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
耶和华说话以后，耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作。
So it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends.
那弟兄姊妹你注意了。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
42章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 42.
是约伯在回答神的话。
It's Job who's answering God.
那第七节呢？
What about verse 7?
第七节就说，耶和华对约伯说话以后
，Verse 7 it says after the Lord has spoken these words to Job，
究竟是指着神在哪一个时候跟约伯说话
？So what is it referring to? When did the Lord speak to Job？
是说到四十一章末了就停止的那些话。
Is it referring to the time when the Lord has spoken to him at, till the end of chapter 41?
还是约伯回答了神四十一章末了的话以后、oh, 神跟他再说了一些话这些话没有记载在文字上
Or is it the case that after Job answered the Lord at the end of chapter 41. So Job answered the Lord, and then did God speak to Job again? So in verse 7, the Lord is, it says, after the Lord has spoken to Job.
我不敢说我所以为的是一定是真实的，但是我实在是有这个倾向。
I cannot claim for sure that what my thinking is true, but then I think this is the case.
神在约伯跟神说过了四十二章那些话以后，神跟约伯还再说了一些话。
After the words recorded at the beginning for the first verse, six verses of 42, after Job answered God, God has spoken other words to Job.
把第一到第三章的事情来龙去脉告诉了约伯。
That the Lord has told Job what happened in chapter 1 and to chapter 3.
是这样才会有约伯记留得出来。
And so that's why we have the book of Job.
感谢谁?
Thank God.
如果这一个想法是准确的。
If my thinking is correct.
那我们就很明清楚的知道
Then we would clearly know
约伯以后在神面前所承受的那个祝福
That the blessing that Job received from the Lord afterwards
也是说出神对约伯有那么深的纪念的那一个原因
That's the reason why God has such a deep remembrance of Job.
约伯虽然不太知道神
Even though Job did not know God that much,
不够认识神所做的事
He did not understand enough of what God is doing.
但是他却有一个心是向着神
Yet,
不敢背弃神
Yet he has a heart towards God. He dare not go against him.
虽然有许多的不明白，但是我还是承认我的神。
Even though there are lots of things that I don't understand, but I still confess my God.
这个是神在约伯在神面前蒙纪念的那个顶宝贝的点。
And this is something that God remembers about Job.
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当我们留意到这一切的事情的时候
When we pay attention to these things
神就对约伯那三个朋友说话了
God started to speak to these three friends of Job
说出什么话呢
What did he say?
那这里面又有很多事情值得我们去留意的了
There are lots of things that is worthy of our attention here
以前我就不大留意这些事所以就觉得读约伯记那样困难
In the past I did not pay attention to these matters so I felt really difficult in reading studying Job
后来让主把我的窍
打开了以后呢，耶，就发觉为什么平常不注意到这些事情呢？
And so later on, because God has opened it up to me so that I now notice these things that I used not to notice.
那么我们看神对他三个朋友说的是什么话。
So now we look at what God has spoken to these three friends.
那么当然对他三个朋友所说的话就是说你们完全不认识我。
And so, of course, God has told these friends that you completely did not know me.
是非常严肃的在那里定那三个人的罪。
And very solemnly, God has charged them, sentenced them with these charges.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要先要注意这样一件事。
So first, brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention.
以前我们一直看他们三个人的谈话的时候，
when we looked at the conversation of these three people,
我们都肯定他不完全对，但是对的成分也蛮多。
We were sure that they, even though not all the words were correct, but it's mostly correct.
那这是完全根据我们的领会来说的了。
This is completely based on our own understanding.
那现在你留意到一件事情。
But now you pay attention to one thing.
神对他那三个朋友所说的是完全的定罪。
And God has completely denied what they were saying, or the words of these friends.
那这个事情就很严肃了。
And this is a solemn matter.
当然也可以说，并让我们所领会的就是说，神到事情到尽头的时候，就更清楚一点的做出人要凭着宗教的心思和意念来寻找神，那是绝对寻找不到的。
And so we come to this end point, we could say for sure, with surety, that for men to seek God based on their religious thinking, there is no way for them.
在人的想法来说，宗教是可以解决问题。
That religion can resolve a lot of problems.
但是主的话就是给我们看到，宗教不是道路。
But the word of the Lord tells us in no unclear terms that the religion is not a way.
神怎么说了？
So how did God say it?
那神对他几个朋友说了定罪的话以后，
So after the Lord has spoken these words of charges to these friends,
神就告诉他们说，
And so God told them,
你们要怎样可以脱出我对你的定罪呢？
How can you get rid of these charges?
但是现在呢，你们要取七只公牛，七只公羊，到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。
And so you need to take for yourself seven bulls and seven rams, go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering.
我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望办你们。
He says, and my servant Job shall pray for you, and for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly.
那在这里，弟兄姊妹们
，Here, brothers and sisters,
你不注意就好像没事。
And if you didn't pay attention, you would let it slide.
你一注意，你就发觉问题。
If you have paid attention, you would realize this problem.
神当时叫他解决问题，是这样的一个办法。
So God has shown them this way out, and this is the things that they needed to do.
那这个办法不就是宗教办法吗？
Isn't this a religious matter, a way of dealing with things?
既然是宗教的办法，
And since this is a religious practice,
怎么我们以前一直是站在这个立场上面来说话，神啊，你说我们全错了。
And then we used to stand in a position of using religious practice to deal with it, and why did God you say that we were wrong?
但弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
But brothers and sisters, we must pay attention.
注意什么呢？
What are we taking paying attention to?
整个事情的那一个根源和结局。
Paying attention to the source, the origin of the whole matter and the result.
因为我们看到这里的时候呢，
And if we come to this point,
你非常容易又想起。
You'll be very easily reminded.
约伯如果他的献祭是有果效的话，
If the offerings from Job was effective,
他常常替他的儿女们来献祭，为什么他儿女们和他自己却遭遇到那么重大的事情呢？
That he was offering sacrifices for himself and for his children, and so why would he still encounter persecution?
那一个时候是献祭，现在神要他的做的还是献祭。
In the past, he had offered up sacrifices. Now God still asked him to offer up burnt offering.
有什么区别呢？
What's the difference?
那还不是完完全全就是宗教的作为吗？
Aren't these all the same? They're all religious practice?
弟兄姊妹们，我一点出来你就立刻就明白的。
So brothers and sisters, if I point it out to you, you will immediately understand.
约伯以前为了他儿女们献祭，
In the past, Job offered offerings for his children.
谁出的主意？
Who had this idea in the first place?
约伯自己。
It's Job himself.
那现在神要他三个朋友，你要找到约伯给你们去献祭，这个事情是出于谁？
Now whose idea it is for the three friends of Job to offer up burnt offerings?
出于神。
It's from God.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一个根源的问题是一个非常重要的点。
So the matter of the source or origin is a very important point.
尤其是在约伯那一个时候发生这些事。
Especially during the time of Job that it happened.
因为约伯的事情我们都知道了，他的事情发生是在摩西五经，不是，以色列人出埃及以前。
Because we know that time is before the Israelites came out of Egypt.
但是他的启示呢，却是在五经以前。
And yet his revelation came before the five books of Moses, the Pentateuch.
那也就是说，整本的圣经最早的是约伯记启示出来。
And so in other words, in the whole Bible, the first book that's revealed is Job.
然后才是摩西五经。
And then came the Pentateuch.
那我们把这些点都并起来的时候，
And so if we combine these points,
你就看到里面所提到的事情为什么会该要引起我们去留意。
And so you will realize why these matters should catch our attention.
那不扯得太远。
And let's not go too far. 那就说
献祭这事情。
Just the matter of offerings.
在约伯记的时候，神并没有给人有献祭的指导。
During the time of Job, the time of the book of Job, that God had not given men instructions or directions to offer up burnt offerings.
那就算挪亚在洪水以后的献祭，也不过是按照他们的祖先，就是说的亚当他们从伊甸园被赶出来以后，他们自己发表出来的一些动作。
And even though if we think about Noah after the flood, that offering, it came probably from the time of Adam. They had this kind of act out from themselves.
所以你看到亚伯的献祭和该隐的献祭是个人随他们自己的心里头那个倾向。
And if you remember the offering from Abel and Cain, their offerings were based upon their own inclination from their own hearts.
亚伯之所以蒙神的纪念，是因为他那个倾向是靠近神。
And Abel's offering was pleasing to God. It was because his inclination was closer to what God wanted.
他是学着在伊甸园里头神用皮子做衣服的那件事情引发出来的，我们都可以这样想象。
He learned from the matter when God used the animal skin to make clothing, a covering for men, and that's where it came from, and he took from, and we could imagine it that way.
那因此在五经还没有启示以前，那说清楚一点，在立位记没有启示出来以前。
So before Leviticus was revealed to man.
献祭没有一个准确的那一个安排、指导和方法。
There was no clear direction for the sacrifices or offerings, and there was no clear instruction for what to do exactly.
但是在约伯记里头，我们看到一件事情。
But in Job, we see one thing.
神吩咐那三个人，你们去献祭。
God commanded these three men to go, to offer up themselves a burnt offering.
用什么祭物？那一有了一点点的指导了。
And there is some instruction upon using what animal for the offering.
当然，我们不详细在这一方，在这个时候来谈这个问题。
So no, we're not dealing with this at this time.
但是我们必须要看到。
But we must see.
这一个时候的献祭，那个出发点是神。
At this time, this matter of offering, the source is God himself.
是神给他们一个方法，怎么去解决你们在神面前的难处。
God has shown them a way, to resolve the problem.
但是我们可以借用以后神把献祭的事情启示出来的时候，那个原则来看神这一个吩咐。
Of course, we could use the same principle that's revealed later in the matters of offerings and sacrifices to look at this.
我简单的提一下，弟兄姊妹们都能领会的。
If I simply mention it, brothers and sisters would understand.
那弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意得到？
Did you notice?
在这里所提到献祭的事情，不提其他的祭，只是提燔祭。
So the matter of offering is mentioned here only aboutburnt offering, no other kind of offering.
那这个燔祭就是说，
So this burnt offering means
人愿意到神面前寻求做一个完全给神悦纳的人。
Man is willing to come before God to seek after a way to be a perfect man.
那你怎么可以？
How can you?
在神得着完全的悦纳。
How can you seek for God's complete acceptance?
你凭什么得着这个资格呢？
How would you qualify?
显然第一件事情就是不是靠你自己所有所做所事。
Obviously it's not what you have, what you are, and what you have done.
你要借着献祭的那个祭牲来叫你得着神这样的一个赦免。
It's by the animal that sacrificed in the offering to gain God's forgiveness.
用圣经上的话来说，该怎么说呢？
And if you use the words from the Bible, how would you say that?
那不是义的代替不义的吗？
It's the righteous taking the place of the unrighteous.
是这一个原则的使用吗？
It's the same usage of the same principle.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
没有在约伯的身上显明这一点。
It was not shown clearly upon the person Job.
却是在约伯三个朋友的身上显明这一点。
But it's upon the three friends of Job that this point is being expressed.
那弟兄姊妹们，这很清楚也给我们想起约拿记里头神说的话了。
And so this will remind us clearly from the book of Jonah. God has spoken these words.
Nineveh 是外邦人。
Nineveh is a Gentile nation.
Nineveh 所有的人都不认识神的。
And all the people in Nineveh did not know God.
但是他们因着约拿的警告而在神面前有个悔改的心。
And because of the warning of Jonah that they had this heart of repentance before God.
神说了什么的话呢？
So what did God say?
我怎么可能不纪念他们？
How is it possible that I do not remember that?
但是那个在以后很久的事情了。
Of course, that comes along much later.
他顶早显出神所纪念的是所有的人。
But at such an early time that it tells us God remembers all people.
弟兄姊妹们，从启示上面来说，约伯记最先摆出来。
From the angle of revelation in the book of Job is the earliest time that it has been manifested.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
那些几乎我们看到这里的时候。
So when we come to this point,
我们已经领会得到为什么约伯记会神最先启示给人。
So why that God would first reveal to man in Job?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为神在约伯记里头已经非常隐藏的在那里宣告了他约那人的路。
Because in the book of Job, God has revealed, not in a clear way, but he has revealed in some way, hidden way, God, the way of salvation, how God would be pleased with men.
那我们更感谢主。
More so we thank the Lord.
如果我们在看这段事情的里面的一些事。
If we look at this matter and surrounding matters,
你献祭是可以献祭。
It's true that you can offer up offerings.
但是谁跟你献祭呢?
But who would do this for you?
如果我们看回约伯记第一章,
If we look at chapter 1 of Job,
约伯当时跟他儿女们献祭, 是谁去献祭呢?
Who was offering up these offerings for Job's children?
起义的是约伯。
The one who initiated was Job.
献祭的也是约伯。
The one who actually performed the offering was also Job.
我们不说约伯当时的献祭有没有果效。
We would not comment on whether the offerings were effective.
但是最低限度，约伯所做的事情并没有加添他在神面前的那一个对神的把握。
But at the least, what he has done did not give him more assurance before God.
但现在呢，神说，你们三个人预备七条公牛，七只公羊。
But now God has said that you, three of you, you prepare three rams and three bulls.
带到我仆人约伯那里，让他让你们去献祭去祷告。
Bring them to my servant Job and let him offer.Up for yourselves.
这样你们的问题就解决了。
And pray for you. And then you will resolve your problem.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里刚才是说到谁发起那一个。
I just mentioned who was the initiator here.
现在就说到谁执行那一个。
Now it talks about who executes this.
那三个朋友是不是可以说那我们自己献祭也可以啊。
So wouldn't these friends say, well, why can't we do it ourselves?
神说不是。
God said no.
是约伯。
It's Job.
你们去找约伯去。
Go and ask Job to do this for you.
让他来给你们献祭。
So he can offer up this for you.
让他来给你们祷告。
So that he can pray for you.
我就因为悦纳他就悦纳你。
And because I'm pleased with him, I will accept him, therefore I will accept you.
里头有话的，但是我说不清楚。
There are these deep meanings in these words, I cannot clearly say it.
那我只是从正面来说就好。
I just want to say it from the positive side.
我这样一说，弟兄姊妹们有意无意的，哦呦，原来约伯也是在那里启示主耶稣基督了。
Because I'm afraid the more I said that you would conclude for yourself that, oh, is Job another type for the Lord Jesus?
这个罪名我就担不起了。
I cannot claim credit for that.
因为圣经从来没有说约伯是启示主耶稣。
Because in the Bible, it never said that Job was, he revealed Christ to us.
只是肯定他是神悦纳的人。
We can only say that he is accepted by God.
并且因着他的仰望和祷告可以让神注意到他所祷告的事。
And by his prayer and by his by his prayer that God will pay attention to what he was asking for.
Yeah, 所以我说我不敢说的那么明确就是这个意思。
And that's why I say I do not want to add more to the explanation.
但是特别指出特但是他很这一个吩咐很突出的那个点是什么呢？那是献祭必须是根据神所指定的人。
But what this tells us is the offering must be based upon what God commanded and God instructed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就已经是很隐藏的，把利未记里面的一些话点在哪里了。
And so in a very hidden way, this has pointed out to us what's the message in Leviticus.
但是很有意思的是什么呢?
But what is interesting here is,
神当时指定的人是约伯。
God has appointed Job to be that person here.
约伯是替你们去献祭去祷告。
And so Job will be the one who's doing this offering for you and the one who pray for you.
又有一个小问题了。
There's another little question here.
当他们几个人
so when,
带着牛羊去约伯那里，让约伯给他们来献祭祷告的时候。
So when these people gather their bulls and rams to come to Job so that Job can pray for them,
约伯的难处过去了没有？
Has Job's problems passed?
在我们的想象的里头，
In our own imagination,
好像神在四十二章开头跟约伯说过了话以后，约伯的难处就过了。
And it seems that after the beginning of chapter 42 that the Lord has spoken to Job and then his persecution should have passed.
这个是我们的想象。
This is our imagination.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你留意的读神的话的时候，
If you have carefully read the word of God,
你也许会发觉一件事。
You may realize one thing.
约伯的难处还没有过去。
Job's persecution, his hardship has not gone away.
儿女没有，再有的儿女没有出现。
Of course, the later children has not appeared, has not shown up yet.
他所有的财产也没有增加。
His
也没有出现，还不是增加。
His possession, his wealth has not appeared yet.
他还是一个一无所有的人。
He was still one without anything.
还带着满身的那些脓疮。
He was still had covered in boils.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们留意到这一点。
Brothers and sisters, if we had noticed this matter,
你看那三个朋友肯不肯去献祭？
You would look at these three friends. Are they willing to go and make the offering?
你看约伯他敢不敢在那里来做这件事？
And you look at Job. Would he dare to do this for his friends?
用人的话来讲。
With men's words.
我既顾得不暇。
I can't even take care of my own business yet.
我怎么能为他们几个人献祭求神的那个赦免呢？
How can I make offerings for these people and ask God for forgiveness?
这完全是毫无没有道理的事。
This is completely unreasonable.
但是神就是这样定规。
But God has said it this way.
我个人感觉最宝贝的就是
In my own feeling, what I deem most precious,
约拿没有看着说他身上的脓疮还在流脓。
Job did not look at himself that he was still suffering from these boils on his body.
约伯没有注意他身上的痛苦还在那里叫他觉得难受。
Job did not look at his own suffering. He was still suffering from these matters around him.
神是这样的定规和安排。
God has instructed him in this matter.
他就这样去做。
So he did it.
但弟兄姊妹，你细细去读这一段的话，把细的地方都不要把它漏掉，你就看到那个 很奇妙的地方。
If you read this passage very in great detail, you will notice these matters.
那你看看，第九节。
Verse 9.
于是提曼人、以利法、苏亚人、比勒达、拿马人、索法，照着耶和华所吩咐的去行，耶和华就悦纳谁？
Who was God pleased with? Who has the Lord accepted in verse 9?
悦纳约伯。
So the Lord had accepted Job.
要这三个人去先这样做了。
So first, these three friends have first done according to what God commanded.
神才悦纳约伯。
Then the Lord had accepted Job.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你往下看一节，你就看到。
If you keep reading, you will see. The next verse.
约伯为他朋友祈祷，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回。
And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends.
弟兄姊妹留意到没有？
Did you notice, brothers and sisters?
约伯在那里为着他三个朋友去献祭去祷告的时候，他所有的痛苦没有还没有离开他。
So when Job was making the offerings for his friends, he was praying for his friends. All his pain has not yet left him.
而一直又等到他按照神的吩咐来做过了，神就让他的那个苦境停止。
Not until he has done what God has commanded, he has finished praying and doing what God told him to, and the Lord let him stop from his pain.
乐景还没有开始。
The good things hasn't started happening yet.
你说神为什么要这样做？
And why, you may ask, why did God do it this way?
好像在那里把他们几个人摆在那里戏弄戏弄一样的样子。
But it almost seems like God is placing them in a circus that he's playing them as pawns.
不是的。
That's not the way.
不是的。
Brothers and sisters, that's not the case.
你留意到神在这样的一个定规上头，那个重点是在约伯的身上。
And so in this whole matter, God's focus is upon Job himself.
你看上头。
If you look at the pretext,
你看到约伯口服心服了。
You see, Job has completely submitted in his heart, in his mouth.
我厌恶自己，我在尘土和炉灰中懊悔了。
He says, "Now I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes."
但是实际不实际呢？
But is it practical?
怎么来印证约伯实在是？里外都到这个光景呢。
How do you confirm that he is feeling what he's saying in his words?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主就这个底下这样的一个安排的里面，来印证了约伯他在神的面前那一个彻底的站在神的一边。
And so by what happened in the following passage, and for what Job has done, it confirmed that Job is completely standing on the side of God now.
第一章、第二章、第三章，约伯虽然不敢在那里发怨言，但是心里头是有话。
And so in chapter 1, chapter 2 and 3, even though Job did not murmur, but in his heart there are some words.
但到现在呢？
But now,
神就用着约伯所走过的这一点点的路，来印证了约伯在神的面前确实是现在亲眼看见你。
And so with this little way that Job has walked to confirm that Job now truly has seen God with his eyes.
他亲眼看见了主。
That he saw the Lord with his eyes.
他忘掉了他身上所有的一切的苦。
Then he can forget all the sufferings that he's in.
那结果他自己个人在神面前 蒙了悦纳。
So these people were accepted by God.
也叫他所蒙的悦纳，让他三个朋友也一同在神的面前蒙悦纳。
And Job was accepted by God himself as well as his friends.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thanked our God.
约伯的事情的确是非常非常不太凭着常理去领会。
These matters concerning Job is truly a little difficult to understand in our common logic.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神借着约伯的事情。
Through the matters of Job.
在那里非常隐藏的在发表他那个救赎的旨意和安排。
In a hidden manner, God is expressing his salvation plan and his will.
我们是在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
但是神在约伯身上要显出的不停止在今天晚上我们所交通的这一点点。
What the Lord will manifest through Job will not be limited by what we are sharing tonight.
这个我们只能说这是一个消极性的结束。
We can only say this is a passive ending.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想下个礼拜我们可以结束约伯记了。
I think next week we can end the book of Job.
那我们就很清楚地看见。
Then we can clearly see.
神是在那里积极地带进神那荣耀的作为来叫约伯的结局成了神自己启示的出口。
So God will, next week we'll see God's act, will actively bring in his glorious work to become, so that Job can become an expression, a wave of God's blessing.
所以上礼拜回来我估计应该可以把它结束。
I estimate we should be able to finish by next week.
那弟兄姊妹们好好的看看第十节一直到最末了。
So brothers and sisters, please read from verse 10 on to the end.
虽然是短短的几节的这经文。
It's only a few verses here.
但是正如刚才我提的，是消极的，是积极的，启示了神那个启示的，神那个救赎的那一个旨意。
But just like what I mentioned, that this is in an active way shows God's salvation, God's will of salvation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为约伯记把我们带到神的永远旨意启示的起头。
The book of Job has brought us to the beginning of God's eternal purpose.
我们就真知道神在创世以前就拣选了我们这一件事情是怎么的安排和定规。
Then we would know how God has chosen us before the creation of the world, how he planned all things and how he has determined all things.
我们如今在新约的人就按照神的定义承受了神那个永远的祝福。
And so in the New Testament time, we are, according to God's will, we inherit his blessings.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们从有点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你把你的话语向我们解开的时候。
When you open up your words to us.
我们何等的喜乐。
How joyful we are.
因为在地上还没有我们的时候。
Because before we existed on earth.
你的心意已经在我们的身上做了安排。
Your heart desire already made all these plans for us.
主啊，我们能说什么的话？
What else can we say?
是你永远的旨意。
It's your eternal purpose.
没有人可以阻挡。
No one can prevent it.
没有任何的权势可以把它更改。
No power can alter it.
你就按照你的定义一步一步的把人带进你的荣耀里。
It's by your will that step by step you let men into your glory.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
因为人的被造是为了你的荣耀。
Because men are created by, for your glory.
人的失落被寻找还是为了回到你的荣耀。
Men have failed and we were found and it's also for your glory.
整个的作为都是你自己在那里去完成。
And the whole plan was, is completed by you.
我们都成了蒙恩的人。
We have been blessed.
我们能说什么的话？
What else can we say?
我们只能说。
We can only say.
荣耀、敬拜、赞美、爱戴都要归给你。
Glory, honor, admiration, adoration, it's all yours.
但愿主常把赐位和启示的灵赏给我们。
May the Lord give us always the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
叫我们更多的知道你的自己和你所做的一切。
So that we get to know you more and know your work better.
因我们今天就活在你就万有都归于你的那一个喜乐和丰富里。
So today we can live in the joy and the abundance of you being you summed up in one.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.